This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, Duncan, here at Hope, we're very excited to announce that in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to have our very own news service.
Oh, can't wait to have Ron Burgundy in the room.
No.
Oh.
Not Ron Burgundy. We're going to have three journos who join the team. Sadly, Ron Burgundy's not one of them, but the incredible woman leading the team is Anita Savage, our news director. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Sam.
That's a very good newsreader voice, by the way.
That's great.
Now, you've been a foreign correspondent from Washington, D.C. You've read the news for CNN. You're a newsreader, senior journalist for ABC TV and radio. So it seems like you're a good candidate for our brand new segment, which is called
Lifting the Lid with Sam and Duncan.
Now, this is a space where we learn all about industries and people we don't know much about. Today, we want to know what it's really like to be a journalist.
If you're reading the news, where do you get the news from? Because it's not like you can watch the news, then read the news if you're the one who has to present on the news.
Yes.
Well, it depends who you're reading it for. So most places have a network of reporters out there who are out there gathering the stories. They're sitting in the courtrooms. They're speaking to the police. They're speaking to people who are making news or are subjects of crime or whatever. And so they're gathering the news and reporting it back to you. So that's really where we get it from. We also get it from reporters who are overseas. So agencies like Agence France-Presse or Reuters or Associated Press, BBC, so a whole lot of sources. And as a newsreader, I rely on those reporters to report the facts and put it all together. And also then we work with the producers who put the news together as well.
Is that what the wires are?
The you wires, know, yes.
What does it mean? Because they always say, something's coming down the wires.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, that's the wire services. So things like Associated Press, Australian Associated Press, Reuters, their news services and their reporters are specifically geared to write as a news service to then send out to TV stations, radio stations, newspapers as their source for news.
Okay.
Do you pitch your own stories or are they kind of prescribed to you when you're a journalist? How does all of that work?
As a reporter, and I presume that's what you mean, as a reporter, it's a real mix. So some of it is you've got a news editor or a chief of staff who will say, these are the stories we're covering for today. You're the reporter assigned to that one. You're the reporter assigned to that one. And other times you can go, okay, I found this really good story and you can pitch it. For a while I was doing national health reporting, medical reporting for the ABC, and that was great because essentially they went, okay, this is your beat. You make the connections, you find the stories and come back with us with some stories ideas, come back to us with some story ideas and had free reign to do that. And that's really fun too because you can really get your teeth into a round and get to know people and break stories.
Is it hard though when you kind of told, all right, this is your story, go, and you've got to get somewhere in the city or somewhere around with not much time and then formulate a story?
Oh, absolutely. It can be really stressful. And being a journalist is a very stressful job because you're constantly under deadlines. With radio, for example, you're under hourly or half-hourly deadlines sometimes. Television, you're under daily deadlines, or often if you're reporting for a 24-hour service, you're under constant deadline as well. Print, same thing. There are lots of deadlines, and more so now with the advent of online and digital media, that people are wanting you to tweet a story as soon as it happens, as soon as you find out more information. So you're constantly under pressure. And the logistics of actually, as you say, getting across town, sitting in traffic, it can be very stressful. Yeah. And so constantly you're thinking, who am I going to interview? You're trying to line up interviews while you're in traffic, while you're trying to get to a place, thinking about how you're going to cover the story, what are the best angles, what's the best way to tell the story in a way that's going to be easy for an audience to understand, but also gets the complexities of the different different parts of the story.
Of course.
So you're writing in your head all the time.
I feel like there's two sides to the reporter. One is you're in the studio, which means you get a teleprompter. You've had some time to make notes, get it all ready to go on the screen for you because what you communicate is really important and getting those words right is, obviously, as well. But then there's the other side, which is like you're out in the field in a hurricane, the wind's blowing and everything's going. Now, you don't have your notes and you've got to try and remember what to say the right way, that's got to be hard. And you've got to have one of those moments occasionally, surely, where you just freeze up and you forget what you... I mean, I've had those moments on air where you're just like, what was I saying? But as a reporter, I don't think you can do that.
You can't do it. You've got to be over the story in all aspects. And so, as you say, you know, it's a different beast when you're sitting in a studio and you've got the words in front of you than when you're out with a hurricane. And if you're out with a hurricane or covering any story in the field, it's your job. You've got to be on top of the subject. You've got to know what's going on to be able to then communicate that to others. And that's your job. You've got to be able to do it. You've got to know what's going on and gather as much information as you can so that you can relay that information as professionally as you can do. That's your job.
Is there a story that you've covered in your time as a journalist that has stood out to you or impacted you in a serious way?
There are lots of stories that really stand out, and often they're the ones that come from left field, the ones that are just very close to home. And one that I can think of particularly that was very difficult, and I wasn't the reporter, I was newsreading. So I was on television and I was covering it from a newsreader's perspective, but I was crossing to the reporters in the field. And it was the Sandy Hook massacre in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Devastating story. And I was crossing to our reporter there who did a brilliant job. But I, as Duncan, you know, and Sammy might know, I've lived in the States a couple of times and I can picture these places. But the kids involved were exactly the same age as my kids at the time. And when I'd crossed to the reporter, she was going through the details and you couldn't help but cry. It was devastating. And when she crossed back to me, I had a few seconds to sort of wipe the tears away, put on my professional hat again and get going. And you do. You gather it because it's not my job to be an emotional wreck. It is my job just to communicate what's happening. But it was very hard. And it's those sorts of stories that you just think it's and I've had various very good friends of mine die in very tragic circumstances. And I'm not telling you that to say, woe is me, but I'm telling you that. And the circumstances for various friends, more than one, have been reported widely on television. They received a lot of coverage. But I tell you that because it keeps me very human. When I cover a story, I'm so aware that it is someone's daughter or son or their loved one, their sister, their husband, their wife. It's not just words on a page and another statistic. And for me, that keeps it real.
But that, I guess, would raise the next question that I have, which is, that is a deeply personal, moving story. Now, your role as a reporter is to communicate as clearly as possible the facts. And I've always wanted to ask, you know, to a reporter in a situation like that, well, how are you feeling? Like, I want the human interaction, but that's not actually a helpful question, is it, to ask a reporter?
No, no. And it's like with all our jobs, we put on our professional hat because we've got to get a job done. A doctor, I'm sure, doesn't break down in the middle because of all the emotion going on. He might do that at the end of the day when he's debriefing, but he's got a job to do and he gets on with it. And as a journalist, we're not saving lives, but we're communicating about other life-changing events. And you've just got to put your professional hat on and do it. And you're right, we can't get involved emotionally. That is not our job. As you say, rightfully, our job is to report the facts. And I actually find that very easy to do because it means that I can't inject my opinion. I have an opinion on most things, but that's not my job. My job is to report the facts. And it actually lifts a burden off me.
Right.
Because all I have to do is just say what's going on. I don't have to expand on it in any way. I don't have to get emotionally involved. I just say what's going on.
If people are listening to this who might be in high school and thinking that journalism is a career they want to pursue, what's the best way of getting into it? In 2019 especially, because I know that the world has changed and the way you are trained has changed. What would be your suggestion?
My number one suggestion is you've got to love it. It is a really tough industry. It is very hard to get into. If you want to get into it because you want to be famous, don't do it. You've got to absolutely feel a passion for knowing what's going on in the world and letting people know what's going on in the world. Otherwise, don't do it. A university degree is a really good way to go. Funnily enough, though, I work with a lot of young graduates just in terms of training. And a lot of the training they get at university at the moment is very much geared towards digital media, which is absolutely where we're heading. But there's not a lot of training for, say, practical broadcast experience, practical writing. Mm. So there's a need to be proactive to work out where you want to go and be proactive in learning those skills as well. But certainly any of the big universities that have reputable university degrees in terms of communication and practical hands-on journalism.
Mm. All right. Well,
this was a treat.
Can I also add,
please,
try and get as much experience as possible. So when someone says, how can I get into this industry? Door knock. If you know anyone who might be an uncle of someone or an aunt of someone, if you really want to do it, call them up. Most people who are working in the industry, if they can, will be very happy to spend 5 minutes talking with you over the phone. Or if they're able to say, come in, I'll show you what I do. Mm. If you're really keen, do it.
Mm. Great. Get on that beat. Is that the right terminology?
No, not quite.
Okay, right.
But just be proactive.
Yes. Okay, that's good. Anita,
Stop press.
That's it. Stop the presses. Anita, we are so excited that you're going to be launching this newsroom here at Hope 103.2 in the coming weeks, and you're going to be our newsreader.
I'm going to be your morning newsreader, and I'm so excited.
Woohoo!
And can I tell you, my kids are very excited that I'm going to be reading the news for Sam and Duncan.
Oh, no. You're going to bring such professionalism to something that we don't have here. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah.
Excellent. A real honour, guys. I'm so looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.